Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapping leadership, about how God desires to give us and to have us use a gift of leadership, regardless of whether our leadership responsibilities are large or small. Varying degrees and levels of leadership God calls people to, but for the most part, there's somebody that we probably lead. And so we would do well to lead, well, as a representative of God. Lead in accordance with His instructions, His desires, His commands. So this morning, we're going to focus in on leading with justice. We'll talk about it a little bit. The justice from God's perspective isn't necessarily the same as what the world defines it as. But it's important. In fact, when God proclaims what He wants from His people, what He wants us to do, how we ought to live, He talks about our need to walk humbly, to love mercy, to act justly. Micah 3, verse 1 says, "Listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of the house of Israel, should you not know justice?" Corrupt government isn't a new thing. Corruption in any level of leadership isn't something created in modern history. It exists all throughout ancient history, all throughout biblical history. And God warns His people, He warns us about the consequences of disrupting justice, of taking false testimony to thwart justice. But God's concept of justice is always about making things right. There may be elements of a punitive nature within it, but it's about restoration. His penalty for stealing was to repay. But with more. That restoration plus a reminder that this is wrong. And God's desire and His expectation of the leaders of Judah, the leaders of Israel, was that they would lead with justice. They would act in a just way. In the way they treated the citizens. Even in the way they treated enemies. We think of our own life. And many times when we talk about justice, we lean to one way or another. We think primarily of it's going to combine punishment and revenge into a single word, but punishment. Or we lean to more of a modern social justice mentality that expects us to make up for things we never did. To right somebody else's wrongs. And God's desire is that we learn responsibility for our own actions. Because as we learn responsibility for our own actions, we discover that We can't resolve them on our own. We need His help. We need His mercy. We need His compassion. And the reason that that is important is because it opens our eyes to the help and the mercy and the compassion that others need from us. As we represent the justice of God, a justice which required death as a penalty for sin, a justice which paid that penalty with His own Son. We were redeemed, we were bought back, we're made right with God through the blood of Jesus. Restored. No longer as servants or slaves of a master, but as children of the living God. And when we lead, there's a very good chance that those that we have responsibility for leading will mess up. They will do something that is not right. And as a godly leader, it falls upon us to help make things right. To create that opportunity for restoration. To look beyond judgment and condemnation to repentance and restoration. And as we live life, we see within the nature of God Himself, within the example of Jesus, how to lead with a justice that doesn't ignore sin, doesn't ignore wrongdoing, but overcomes it. That moves forward in victory. That draws people together. That builds the family of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You that You are a God that loves us. In Your nature of justice, You could have acted the way that we like to act and simply destroyed us all. When we crossed Your path, when we sinned, when we rebelled against You. And Your desire was to teach us. To transform us. To restore us. A desire that builds upon our recognition of the wrong that we've done. Our agreement with You that we have sinned. And that we deserve eternal separation from You. And You choose to make it right. Should we accept that? When we seek that, when we desire healing and restoration, You provide. And so, God, help us to understand Your example toward us as those that we have responsibility over. Also see that example in our life. to be firm and fair and loving and compassionate and correcting and all of the elements of you that are expressed towards us when we sin, when we disobey, when we rebel, when we're brought before you, that justice which you demand. May we learn from that when others are presented before us in need of justice. Forgive us for our desire to seek revenge. Forgive us for our pursuit against those who have not wronged us. Teach us how humility applies and how it is necessary to truly act in a just way. God, today, as we live life, as we have opportunity, may we learn from you, from godly leaders that we have as examples, from your Spirit, even from those that we lead. May we learn to act justly. And may we be known by those that look up to us as their leader, as one who is just, one who is fair, one who works to restore and make things right. Father, as we do that, may we carry the message of Jesus, the one who has restored and made things right with us, in us, and through us. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may He draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.